thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, how about the bounce back? For you, for this team, everything you heard last week and all week to play the way this whole group did today.
Yeah, huge, man. Huge for our team, relying on our defense, getting to some takeaways, some big-time stops. And then us, you know, especially on that last drive, you know, just march the ball all the way down the field. You know, huge overall as a unit. You know, I think we had a good special teams conversion as well. So all three phases just showing up, playing consistent football, and just doing right longer.
Your chemistry that you're developing with Garrett, I mean, how much time have you guys spent in practice? Like, where is that coming from? Because right now it seems like every time you look for him, he's there.
Right. That's something that's got to keep growing. You know, we're making plays together that honestly probably shouldn't be there, but we're kind of making it work sometimes. And so, you know, I'm going to keep relying on him and everybody else around him. You know, you see the big-time play right there by Mims. You know, there's not a guy when he's pressed up getting held like that. I'm going to go to big body Mims, and he made a great play right there. Huge, 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 huge play by him getting separation.
And the run game as well. I mean, everyone wondered what, when Elijah went down, when you lost Breece Hall for the year, if you would be able to continue to run the ball the way and the run game was almost solely responsible for that last big time consuming drive.
Right. That's balanced football, in my opinion. There was times where we were relying on the pass game in this game, and then you see we're able to keep handing it off right there and get big chunks. So then in my eyes, I'm like, let's keep going. Let's keep shoving it down their throat. And, you know, that's what opens up that slant right there for Mims at the end and some of the other plays that we had. So huge job by the guys up front and the backs just hitting it. They did a great job.
Final question, just kind of big picture. It's 6-3 going into the bye. What do you think this team is capable of when you look at what the rest of the season could become for you?
Right. I mean, we obviously know we're a good team, but I don't think we're looking that far. You know, for us, it's get healthy during this bye week, come back with the right mindset, come back with the energy, the passion to be able to go and take on the New England. I think we'll have them in Gillette. And, you know, that's a big game for us. We got to prepare now.
Congratulations. Enjoy it. You deserve it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
That is Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Zach, after kind of all the criticism that was put on you over the last 7 days or so, how good did this one feel? Totality, and then also the game-winning drive.
I mean, of course it feels good, but because of what we did, I don't really care what anybody says, of course. You've been dealing with that my whole life. So, but what a huge team win. I think the guys came out, balled out. You saw what our defense did, getting the takeaways. Not only, you know, I get the strip sack right there, and, you know, it sucks. We had points. They come back out, get another turnover for us. Huge plays by those guys. And then, you know, showing up with the run game there on that last drive, just pounding those guys all the way down the field was huge as well. So excited for all three phases. Really cool.
The pass to Mims, can you talk about that? And also the last two plays, it looked like some RPO stuff you were trying to do at the end there.
Right, yeah. I mean, we had a couple RPO things, mainly in the beginning. A lot of those other ones were some quick passes. That one with Mims, though, you know, thinking I was getting man coverage there, which we ended up, you know, getting. They were starting to play with Garrett a little bit, you know, try and send the other safety over there. So, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, who's your big body guy that's going to get separation and come down with the play? And, you know, great separation by him and then pulling it in. You know, huge play by him to show up in crunch time.
Why have you been so successful in the fourth quarters, particularly coming from behind?
Yeah, I think just getting comfortable and seeing, you know, what's going on and just going with the flow of the game.
How much of a focus was it for you to get the ball in your hands quick?
Yeah, you guys could see this pass rush was coming, and guys were doing a great job anchoring and holding up, but there's some good players on that defense, and so big focus, obviously, to get the ball out of my hands.
What's going through your mind, Zach, when your offensive line and your running backs are imposing their will on the Bills' defense on that drive?
Yeah, you play with what's going, you know, and there was a couple of them where maybe had some options to throw it there, but when I see how well the run game's going, I'm just going to keep feeding them until something changes, you know. And, you know, I think we were able to go all the way down the field until we had that one with Mims there at the end. So relying on those guys, you could see the momentum. You could see the guys up front, you know, they wanted it. They wanted to keep running the ball. You know, you could see the big guys up front were getting after it.
Can you speak to your connection with Garrett? It seems like each week you've got guys growing.
Yeah, you know, we have some funky plays that end up working out in games, and I think that's cool to have that chemistry. And, you know, it's going to keep growing because there's some looks that we can still improve on, and, you know, I'm going to keep trying to figure it out with him and and everybody else, of course. But, you know, he did a great job showing up today, had some great catches.
Very few people gave you guys a chance to win this game. Can you just describe what the mood is like in the locker room there now?
Right. I mean, it shows we obviously don't care what anybody else says, right? You know, we expected to win this game as a team. You know, of course, we understand this is a good team. We understand what they're all about, but we understand what we're about as well. So the mindset is, you know, that we should be able to go in there and compete, and we knew it was going to be close. Of course, we had to be able to finish in crunch time, and I think we did that.
Touchdown pass to James Robinson. Talk about that play.
Yeah, huge play. I mean, first you got to give credit to LaFleur right there. What a great call. We hit him with a screen. We had a little, fake off to the left or whatever it was, but then getting it to James, no one out there. O-line did a great job releasing, and then he finished it.
What were some of the things you wanted to work on last week after last week's game that seemed successful today?
Right, for me, you know, quiet the noise, one play at a time, going through my progressions, getting the ball out of my hands, hanging in the pocket, all the things a quarterback's got to do, just playing the position the right way.
What were you thinking during that Skycam delay?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
You guys were driving at that point. Did it affect you guys at all?
No, I didn't think so at all. I can't remember what even happened after that, but it was a weird halftime delay kind of thing. But, move on, go to the next play.
What happened when the D lineman fell on you? Was it your right knee again?
No, it was actually just the ankle that I tweaked all the way back in the Steelers game, and it's fine, but it's one of those things that kind of just get shocked in the moment, and I'm laying there, and the trainer's like, take a second. I'm like, I know I'm good, but I just need a second to let it calm down, so it's not a big deal. I'm healthy, I'm good. They're able to tape it up for me, and I'm good.
A couple more. Zach, with those last 8 minutes, is that the blueprint for this team's success?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we did the whole game kind of led up to that point, and I think it just always comes down to what we've shown this year of just not giving up, everyone leaning on each other, relying on each other, playing good ball, and just doing right longer.
Like 10 months ago, the last game of the year up there, you guys had 50 yards total offense. And
right.
It was pretty clear they were. It was pretty clear they were a much better team than at that point. Do you feel like you guys have drastically improved?
Yeah, I mean, you also look at, what we were kind of going through at that time, too. There's a lot of guys on this team now that weren't on the team then. And so, we're developing, we're growing, we're getting better. And then we had a lot of young guys playing in that game as well. So, we were able to take another step forward. The weather conditions sucked also. So it was it was a grinder. But to come in here and see what we can do on offense, I thought that was really cool.
How much do you think you guys grew up today as a team?
Right. I mean, I think it's just the execution of not messing it up. And you see, the entire game, it was playing the field position game, putting ourselves in good positions and relying on our defense to get some stops. And, I think that helped us. I think we're learning from all this stuff.
Zach, there were a lot of people outside this building that didn't give you guys a lot of credit, whether it was, they played backup quarterbacks or it was the miracle in Cleveland. Do you think that this was a statement to the rest of the league that you guys are legit?
Yeah, I mean, we don't look at it that way. I mean, nobody, no one in our locker room sitting there saying, we only won that game because of backup quarterback. A win's a win, and they're hard to come by in this league, and we know the confidence that we have, and I think the greatest part is nobody in that locker room cares what anybody says outside of here. If anybody mattered outside of here, they'd be coaches or they'd be players, So nobody cares. Everyone is relying on each other. We're locked in, and everyone's just working on getting better and improving.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.